Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many Massachusetts workers won't see any wage increase today because they're not employed. 27,000 people applied for first-time unemployment benefits last week. About that many applied the week before that. Meantime, whole sectors of the state's workforce have already cycled through regular unemployment benefits. For a look at the effects of the pandemic on the state's economy and workforce and where we're headed, we spoke with Megan Green, a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School.
I think we've had an economic experience in three stages. The first was a precipitous fall in activity as we locked down last March, April. And then the second was a surge of activity that came back as we reopened over the summer. And now that we're going into the end of the year, we're heading into the long, hard slog. You can tell that the consumer is really starting to feel this. In the immediate term after we get a vaccine distributed, you'll see a huge jump in activity again. But then I think, unfortunately, we're back to the long, hard slog.
Now, the Fed has said it expects the economy to grow next year by 4% and unemployment to decline by, I think, 5.5%. That's a little bit better than what was first forecast, right? So is that good news or how would you interpret it?
Yeah, so that's definitely better than where we thought the economy was going. But I think it's in the labor market in the U.S. where you see the most scarring. So the number of people who are permanently unemployed now exceeds the number who are temporarily unemployed. Long-term unemployment has really increased over the past couple of months, and it's much harder if you've been out of work for a long period to find work again. And research shows that when you do, your wages tend to be lower. So also, a lot of companies have said, you know, we've been meaning to automate, but it was going to be hard because we had all these workers. And now that they've gone and laid off these workers, they've invested in automation. So when we do come back, a lot of those jobs aren't going to be there.
So who, particularly in Massachusetts, would you say is most affected by unemployment and by all of this?
So in Massachusetts, as everywhere else, it's the hourly service workers who, you know, barely experienced any wage growth over the last recovery, barely just gotten back on their feet and were making ends meet when this virus hit. And then they were the first to be laid off. In Massachusetts and in the U.S., we need to think about the kinds of jobs that we're creating. It's not enough to just create a lot of jobs if they're all low-wage, low-hour jobs. Things like a green infrastructure program would be really helpful for that because infrastructure programs are worker-intensive by their very nature, and they create the kind of jobs that are high-wage, high-hours. So it could be a good way to upgrade our workforce while also kind of digging us out of this hole.
And of course, small businesses have really struggled in all of this. And even though a vaccine is here and is on the horizon, that's a long time to ask people to continue to try to hold on until things might pick up. What would be best for those small businesses and for the economy in general, do you think?
Well, so for small businesses, what they really need is immediate aid. We're not at the point in terms of policy in the U.S. of actually trying to boost a recovery. We're still filling in the hole. People are more uncertain and more nervous about going out and behaving, you know, quote unquote, normally. And so that will be a drag on economic growth. And so this immediate bridging is I think, the most important thing. Beyond that, you know, forbearance is going to be really important for small businesses and for individuals so that, you know, they aren't having to try to figure out how to pay off debt burdens. They're just able to carry them for a bit longer while they get back on their feet.
Despite some of the predictions that we've gotten from the Fed about some strong economic recovery in the next year, how long do you think it's going to take to recover to pre-pandemic levels?
So to get growth back to where we were last January and to get the labor market in particular back to where we were last January, I think we're looking at years, not months. As I mentioned, we should get this snapback in activity after we do manage to get herd immunity. But beyond that, I think there's a lot of fundamental scarring, and it's just going to require time for workers to reskill, move to new industries, because some industries are just never going to come back the way that they were before January. So there are going to have to be fundamental structural shifts in the economy, and that takes time. So As I said, I think we're looking at years, not months or weeks.
Megan Green, Senior Fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.